Now, that's how you start a conversation. 13 minutes gone past the hour of 9. Welcome, one and all, to your conversation station. My name is Jude, the dude. Oh, my Migby. The dude is fine. Everybody else calls me dude, and I'm cool with that. All right, great. Now, let's get into Port Harcourt's stories and talking about Hello Port Harcourt. We start off inside what has arguably been Port Harcourt's most talked about issue in the past 4 years. It has to do, yes, with the environment. Yes, it is oil theft. National issue, but very particular and peculiar to you and you living in Port Harcourt. Now, the spokesperson for NSADC, this was in the news, Olufemi Ayodele, said the fire explosion, yes, something happened again. Imagine yesterday we were talking about, you know, this, and something was already, you know, under the, you know, what's the word? Boiling under. Aha, that's it. And it says the fire explosion happened when some individuals were scooping petrol from the pipeline that they vandalized. Okay. All right. Now, it goes on to say that the NSADC has increased its operations and surveillance in protecting critical national assets. You've heard that before, right? Mm-hmm. Now, in the meantime, a native of Omoku, this incident happened in Omoku, all right? So who wants to remain anonymous? Told our correspondent, Soibu Oruwari, that more than 12 persons died at the incident. Let's take a listen to what he said, shall we? We do have that clip. Yes, we do.
The funeral become a mock access the fire incident because people were scooping the coal fire from there and it caught fire. Though that area is not so mock, but it's closer to Ogun. The real cause of the fire, what we had was that when they were scooping the some shed smoke, somebody was trying to put a mosquito coil, but nobody knows exactly what happened. You know, when these things happen, there are a lot of speculations, but the thing that people saw fire just broke out, and then about 15 to 20 people lost their lives, and many other people wounded.
You hear that? People lost their lives, other people wounded. All right, but that's one report. But still, we're waiting to get more reports, obviously official reports from that particular area. All right, now, Fineface Dunamene, you probably heard of him, is an environmental rights activist, says legalizing artisanal refineries will help reduce illegal oil bunkering and explosions. Fineface. Say it again.
Especially in the area of calling on the government to legalize artisanal refineries through the one we call the Presidential Artisanal Crude Oil Refining Development Initiative, PACODI, that talks about the modification, standardization, and legalization of artisanal refineries and integrating them into the national economy. If that process is perfected by the government as we are urging them to do, I believe it's going to address this issue of explosion because youth will now get involved in this artisanal refinery process through PACODI. And it is legalized and standardized in such a way that explosion of this nature will not happen.
Now, I like that, right? Once something is standardized, once it's regularized, you should have more people who can get in, and maybe through the artisanal routes. You know how we have the carpenters who raise carpenters, you know, bricklayers who teach people to become bricklayers, welders, etc. That seems like a very proper thing to do. I agree, all right? And I don't think anybody should deter it. However, there's a part of this conversation that a lot of people seem not to be paying, you know, attention to. And that is, for oil theft in particular, many of the people who are involved in oil theft, right, don't want to pay for oil. That's the honest truth. A lot of them see this as their right. And so they shouldn't pay for anything that, in quotes, is given to them by God. Please listen to this. So, how then would legalizing the model or artisanal refining stop or reduce oil theft? Do you think that's what's going to happen? Because once again, there are people who would find loopholes in any government system so that it will favor them and them alone. As sad as this might seem, but it is the reality that we are facing right now. We look forward to a Nigeria where, you know, just like the way the Saudi Arabians have their oil installations properly monitored digitally, you know, every single drop of oil is accounted for. They know when the flow starts. They know how much is coming through. They know how much has gone through a pipe after 10 hours. They know what is meant to be, where it's meant to be, and who is meant to pick it up. All of that is electronically controlled. I look forward to a time like that. But whilst we're looking forward to that time, when you talk about artisanal refining, will that stop the illegality of oil theft? This, ladies and gentlemen, is my question for you this morning.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Hello, Port Harcourt, with Jude on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, numbers to call, 0817923003, 0817923003, 0817923003, at Nigeria Info PH, please, is where you find us on Facebook and on X, at Nigeria Info. PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. WhatsApp, some of you, somebody was actually calling us whilst we're, you know, giving an introduction. Please, WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. All right, that's where you find us on Facebook and on X. All right, that's at Nigeria Info PH. WhatsApp, I'm sorry, is 0809-030-6416. Oh dear, that's a drop call scenario. Please, once again, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Didn't see or hear, please do not make unsubstantiated and unverified claims. And very importantly, please do not make inciting statements. Okay? Please, let's have that and we can have a great conversation one to another. All right? So, phone lines 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. Please, before I take this call, those of you who keep forwarding those messages about conditional cash transfer for 4 million Nigerian poor people by the federal government, 25,000, won't even put 100,000 there. Please, please, stop doing that. Stop doing that. Stop sending it to us. If you're sending it to us to verify, let me tell you now, those things are fraudulent. And if you haven't received it, but you know people, maybe your friends in the village or wherever, please tell them to ignore such messages. Anything that has to come through the government, you will hear on the radio, television, you will see newsprints about it, right? But please, Tinubu is not giving Nigerians 25,000 naira. Dangote, Tony Elumelu, Bright Chimezie, it's not giving 25,000 naira to Nigerians, please. 92.3. Oh, dear. Sorry about that. All right. First message here. This one here says, good morning. I don't think this artisanal refining is the problem here. I think the problem is the mindset of the people. The people over the years have been used and abused by the federal government. They don't trust whatever the government says or does. No matter how great the intention for a particular project is, if the people don't get to see and feel it on ground, it's always going to lead to dissent. And unfortunately, the Niger Delta has not felt the impact of government for a long time. So you always find people who would want to still to circumvent for their own selfish reasons. 92.3, hello Potako, good morning to you, please.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, welcome.
Thank you, Jude. My name is Muriel.
Go on, Muriel.
Now, Jude, asking if bringing up this personal refineries will help maybe solve this problem. I think yes, Jude, absolutely. Dude, I don't know if you've ever maybe caught someone stealing. Me, I've seen it already. Someone that wants to steal is looking, just looking at trying to look by yourself, trying to look away. Then finally, get the person who you steal and you run away. Look, if you watch that person, the person is a bit. Those people that are doing this thing, they are. They are afraid, you know.
I didn't really afraid.
And try to come around to try to stop them or to arrest them. So they do this in fear. That's why they make mistakes. And then you see that this, they break the burst pipeline. Some of them, they can just burst the pipeline and then they hear that the baby is coming or the army is coming, they run away. So it's just the act of stealing is different from when you're doing something legally. Now, when you're doing it legally, you see that they do it with all confidence. Learning over the years and they learn, they keep learning. People will come and train them and they do it well. So absolutely, to stop these accidents that are happening. And another problem is the federal government, honestly. Something I've been asking, the co-owning in Nigeria, in my backyard, my community, a very desert daughter like me and you do, it's the same co-owning the increase in Saudi Arabia and top countries that are doing well with the crude in their soil. Is it the same thing? Or our own is different? So when you look at your fellow human beings that God blessed with this particular resources, they are doing excellently well. In fact, everything is free. Virtually everything is free. So you begin to ask yourself, and you find it very difficult to change yourself with just the resources at your mother's side and at your father's side, at your backyard. So it's heartbreaking. Sometimes I don't blame them, but what do you do? I don't know, Jude, because I think they're very different from them, honestly. They have everything. They have everything at their disposal to control this and to properly reinstate the people of the Niger Delta and to properly compensate us to make us that this is ours. We should enjoy it while of the pandemic. I'm enjoying it all and all. But that's the pain. That's the anger in the heart of the people when they do this. Because after all, our own. Now, our people are in the name of the people, So that is the mindset people are making to go into the state.
Okay. All right. Abiru, thank you very much. We'll go on a break. We'll come back more thoughts on the subject matter.
The show continues after this break on Nigeria Info. We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, so let's get back to our conversations, bottom of the hour. Before we continue, please, let me make this apology. Yesterday, I do believe yesterday, it was trying to get comments on our social media pages talking about Facebook and X and Facebook in particular. Unfortunately, on my screen here, the page was not being updated. It kept refreshing, and so I couldn't get to read some of those comments. So you were not being ignored, but we couldn't just get those messages on the page. But I do believe we're okay now, because I can see the streaming link on and it's active. So once again, to join the conversation, particularly those of you who are listening or watching online, please, the address or the handle of the page is @NigeriaInfo. There's this big-headed guy wearing glasses. Yeah, that will be me. All right, a bit of grace here and there. All right, so that will be me. All right, so you can join in the conversation. This one we're talking about deterrent for oil theft. Now, my question is, do you think legalizing modular artisanal refinery would stop or reduce the oil theft? Now, this is coming off the back of yet another case of pipeline vandalization leading to oil theft and sadly, fatalities. Fatalities. People died. In case you missed that, you know, let's get the report of an anonymous person who was there, who was speaking to our correspondent, to Ibu Oruwari.
It's not become an access the fire issue because people are scooping the coal fire from there and it caught fire. Though that area is not so among people, but it's closer to Ogun. The real cause of the fire, what we had was that when we were scooping the some shed smoke, somebody was trying to put a mosquito coil, but nobody knows exactly what happened. You know, when these things happen, there are a lot of speculations. But the thing that people saw fire just broke out, and then about 15 to 20 people lost their lives, and many other people wounded.
Very, very vexing, very sad. Apart from the fact that people were scooping fuel, I would expect, you know, that in the weather that we are in right now, the Harmattan, a little bit of caution, you know, should be employed. I'm not encouraging it, but the point is, it's even worse now. A little spark, it's all it takes for the ignition to become, you know, widespread. How many of you remember, you know, the pictures and the videos that we got to see of the other incident that the bodies were sprawled all over the ground? Yes. But anyway, back to the conversation now, shall we? And once again, please turn on the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. And please do not make inciting statements.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
We have Zion speaking to us from GR. Zion, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jude. The truth is, the way and manner of our approach towards this crude oil is so primitive. We are so greedy. So greedy. Other countries have oil. And these events don't occur, true or false?
Well, not that we know of.
Apart from Nigeria, mention other country oil producing under OPEC. You have heard they're doing coal fire in that country. Mention one under OPEC. Does it mean that there are no human being there? There are no people there. This oil under us is like ocean. It no go finish, and it can never. Anybody that told you that all you will die of is a lie.
Really?
I challenge that person anyway.
That is that,
including that person, I challenge you.
But let's move away from that and talk about how we can deter this oil.
The only way we can deal with this issue is allow the people to have access to the oil. If you don't want them to have access to the oil, then give them the money. Give them the money.
What do you mean have access? Because having artisanal refinery seems to be like access to the resource.
If you don't want to give them that access, you refine it, share the money to the people. Is Dubai not sharing money to their people? Gaddafi country, are they not sharing money to the people? Iraq and Kuwait, are they not sharing money to their people? I'm asking you, Kuwait, that have oil, one of the poorest. Have you ever put fire in Kuwait before? Don't assume money to the people.
Or
you will sell the oil, you will hide the money. What do you expect the people to do? They will scavenge. We want that money, bring that money back to us. Let's be honest to ourselves. I'm a German from Bayelsa State. And anytime I look at the river, I just imagine this is the crude oil. No amount of fresh one I will fetch this river where water will finish. Never. The oil is there. Make these people have the money. If Nigerians got the quality education from the crude oil, the better employment from the crude oil, the job opportunity from the crude oil, their businesses from the crude oil, tell me who to go and do coal fire. You thought that business is easy?
But
by the grace of God, I see.
Yes, Zion.
go ahead. What
is I'm sorry to interject. Please do bear with me. But you see, I agree that on one angle, not many people would readily jump into this illegal business, you know, if things were great. But like someone mentioned, even when these artisanal refineries would be, you know, legalized, there's still people who would not keen to it because there are some people who want to just take the oil directly. They want to steal the oil. They want to break pipelines. They don't feel they need to pay to buy the crude oil and then refine and sell. No, they don't believe
Jude, all this we are talking narrows down to education. Education. If the people are educated, they will not go into that kind of a business. 2002, I designed one of the best that they are using today in that refinery, in those artisan refineries. That is why I hate it when they call them their thieves, bunkery, their oil thieves. Those things are lies. We're just demonizing our own. I was at home here in Port Harcourt. I designed it for them. The truth is this. Until we go in depth to remove this criminal mind from us as a people. Because the secret is this. Now they are collecting the oil. They don't want you to collect it too. Don't touch it. Now we are now with the collector. If you try to say we want to access it, they'll call you a thief. What if you allow everybody to have access to it? Who will thief? If all of us, me and you now, are to be thief, are to the bunkery, are to me and you now, sure, you are working, I'm working. You are going to school, I'm going to school. You have your family, I have my family. We are giving them, because we are working, you know, so if everybody in Nigeria is working the same way me and you, we are working, will we have crime on the street?
Okay.
Sometimes they have a conversation with you that only one policeman can police you of Port Harcourt. You thought I was joking. Now that you are in your office, I'm in my office, is there crime on the street? If everybody in Port Harcourt right now is in their office or in their business place, buying and selling, we are okay. Husband and wife understand themselves. Do you need police?
All right, Zion. Let's talk to Ibiso on all the lure. Ibiso, good morning, and thank you for your patience, please.
Compliment of the season.
Compliment of the season to you, Ibiso. Go on. My brother, I've been trying to get that money so I can give everybody bullet. But if you have bullet to send to me, who am I to say no? Who am I?
Okay, let's go on this topic.
Yes, please.
I want to give this question. One, I blame the government.
Okay.
Like the government have been having joy of trying to clean themselves. Why am I saying so?
Okay, Ibiso, please call us back. There's a lot of interference on that line. I could hear some of what you were saying, all right, but I'm not quite sure the other listener is part of this conversation. So please, if you can, call with any of the other numbers, 0179230003, all right? Once again, 0179230003. Then at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you'll find us on Facebook and on X. John is speaking to us for mile 3. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Jude.
Yes, good morning.
Well, I told you yesterday on this platform that those guys that have been this as a country or bonfire, we should even celebrate them for taking that process to do what they are doing.
I hear people died. But John, did you listen to the news?
They
people died.
People don't die.
But this is a needless. This still remains a needless type of death.
Hello, Jude.
Yes, go on, please.
Everybody dies. When you get to that point, you will die. Whether you lie, you sleep in your room, you will die. So what I'm saying is,
It is the failure of the government that is giving this guy that opportunity to do what they are doing. Just imagine you, as big as Nigeria is, over 200 million population, one single person who think in Abuja and tell us that Port Harcourt is going to produce, Port Harcourt refinery is going to start production of fuel. You have then sold 1 liter of fuel for that refinery this December. Have then?
We're still waiting. Two more days.
People lie to us on air.
Hold on, John, let's get it wasn't just this government, it was the immediate past government, if you remember, the date for the refineries reopening, you know, kept being pushed forward. So it wasn't the Tinubu administration, it was from the Buhari administration, please.
No, if they told us, the president minister told us on air that refinery is going to produce fuel this December.
Mm.
So how then do we call people who are helping the poor masses criminals? How?
Because
I'm in a place where I go to arrest those guys. I'm telling you the truth. I am going to jump on this with them. I'll fight with security against it.
Once again, John, I understand, and you are echoing the emotions and sentiments of a lot of people, and it's understandable. But two wrongs don't make a right.
How can you call somebody who is doing something that you could not do, criminal?
Because the person is doing it wrong by stealing. It's sabotage, John. If you haven't realized, it's economic sabotage. Ibiso, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, Jude. What I'm saying about this profile issue. Now, the government, if the government are serious about this, Mr. Zai was asking you, among the oil producing countries, where are they doing profile? If the government are serious about this thing, Jude, they'll put the stuff on it. That's what I'm saying. It's like the government are deriving joy of seeing people losing their lives.
I don't think so.
Now,
Ibiso.
Go to the community. I'll explain it again. Because if the community, they are not deriving joy of taking illegal wealth from the government coffers, they will stop this thing. They will raise an alarm and the government will stop it. Stop the abandoned companies, because these boys that are doing this thing, they will not just come and know about the companies. Some of them are giving these boys the idea of how to go to the oil way. Jude, without, if I come to Nigeria, if I don't know anything about their application, I can just come and put any this on there. Somebody must show me on how to upgrade one or two buttons there before I'll say I'm a decision air. So the companies, they are among. They are driving joy in it. They are doing the companies that even did the major profile on the IC. Jude, go to the IC and see what is happening there. This one that you are seeing, this is just the preamble. The government is the government, those the bourgeois, they don't derive joy in this thing. They should stop this thing. They are driving joy, Jude. The community, the chiefs, these boys are giving them money. They are succeeding through these things. That's why most of the communities. Go to Awuda West. Go to Awuda East. Go to Abuja. Go to the Kalahari area. This is happening. The chiefs, they will not stop it because these boys are giving them homage. So the 23 people have to be blamed. And the 70% of the blame should go to the government. Because this government, if you want to stop this thing, shoot. This will not take them 1 month. They will stop it. Every year, people are. You just think it's 2023.
Yeah,
and many people have lost their life in so far.
If I can remember off hat, I can tell you probably about 150 so far that I can remember. Okay. The figures
that I know.
Yes,
on that come to public domain. One of those that are in the interior areas.
Very
so the
true.
Government are corporate. The companies, they are corporate. The chiefs, the companies, they are corporate. If they put them together, they will stop this thing. And they should make the refinery to work very well.
Okay. All right.
Nobody should tell them that there is no job. Jude, everybody is hustling. But don't go and be illegal. This thing that will kill people.
All right, thank you very much, Ibiso. It's not just even the killing people, it's the damage to the environment. Look, like I said, John raises a very salient point when it comes to this. It's a very complex problem. You know, on one hand, you have people, particularly in the rural communities, who feel disenfranchised. They feel, you know, let down by successive governments, you know, past administrations and all of that. And you can't blame them for feeling so. You know, you get to wake up in the morning and you see, you know, nice looking vehicles pass through, you know, so commission the House of Rep, this person, that person, that person. And yet you can't even afford to get something to eat. You know, you don't have electricity. But then there's also the part of the conversation that we should not ignore, and that is the fact that there are some people who are entitled, who feel that they don't need to do anything before manna falls through. It's another conversation for another day. But let's read messages now. Hope Dan says, Jude, good morning. Artisanal refining has never been the problem but the federal government. If petroleum products are adequately supplied at a good price, there will be no market for the local refiner. If adequate security measures are taken to secure our borders, there will be no market for the local bunker. If the host communities are taken as partners in the process of exploitation of the crude, then there will be no sabotage. Hope Dan. Emmanuel, speaking to us from Rumokuta. Good morning to you, please. Welcome to Hello
Kuta. Good morning, Jude. How are you?
Very well. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Yes. In 1972, 73, 74, down to 80, that the other companies established by Nnamdi Azikiwe and Awo, and the boys and girls, graduates, both the non-graduates were employed. That time, if you're employed, all these executive tasks will be given to you, GR, SR, and so on.
You're talking about the Peugeot 504?
Yes.
Interesting.
So that time, there were companies working in Nigeria, and the boys and girls were employed. Was there bunker activity? Was there kidnapping? Was there hostage taking? But now those companies have been privatized and they have died in the hands of individuals. Let me mention a few. We have Nigerian Airways. Millions were working there. We have Natal. Millions were working there. We had Eagle Cement. Millions were working there. We had Mega Railway Corporation. And many other companies. Are they not folded? Today, the reason for the bunker is because no job for the young boys and girls. And the every person is hungry. When somebody is hungry, there is nothing that the person can know to do to eat. So if they want to stop it, they should employ them, set up and supply the country and employ the boys and girls. And the bunker oil activity will stop. Thank you and God bless you.
All right, thank you very much. Interesting. Had my mind juggled for a bit and said SR and GR. Had to be the Peugeot 504. Such a sought-after vehicle back in those days. All right, Sonny Walker on Facebook says, let's be honest, our leaders have not done enough to improve the lives of the citizens. In a country where the citizens finish school and choosing craftsmanship but find no institution to absorb them, worse still, there is no enabling environment where the citizens can strive for themselves. Consequently, this gives rise to citizens who try to make a living in the midst of unending challenges. Inadvertently, since the government has been unable to revamp the refineries and the PMS prices skyrocketing, the government should train its citizens, license them to operate the modular refineries, and tendencies of fire outbreak and death could be reduced by both natural and unforeseen circumstances must not be completely ruled out. Conclusively, the government has the final decisive position to get its citizens moving. Victor, speaking to us from Mile 3. Good morning to you, Victor.
Good morning, Sajid.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Thank you. The problem of artisanal refinery, and its effect on our economy has never been a problem of the government of Nigeria. If you hear the soundtrack you played or the Nigeria Info played, they said these guys are in union.
That was yesterday. And yes, where is, that, yes. I was shocked to hear that. That was yesterday.
Beautiful. He said they are in union, and that he tried to report them to the nearest police station, and because they are in union, they suppressed it. And I know, as far as I'm concerned, information is not a physical quantity that you can suppress. So how did they do the suppression? So that means they went to the Nigerian government, in whose case I'm putting it to you that it is the police. And the police is an arm of the Nigerian government. So hence the police is aware, and I know it's not a hidden information, that in all our police stations, they are aware that there is something called illegal refinery. And whenever these complaints come to them, they are supposed to report to their principals. But no, they collude with them and continue the process. So the Nigerian government is aware. So they should stop this pretense. Now, talking about the angle of the people being marginalized of their products, no one is a bit debatable. No, someone can actually sit down and debate it. But concerning them not being aware or pretending that they are being, how do I put it? Oh, God, I don't know. I'm just short of words.
All right. The exasperation is very, very palpable. All right. We're out of time. I'll just read a message here. This is from Emeka Monday. Okay. It says, Jude, do you know that the people behind the pipeline vandalization and illegal crude oil refining that regularly leads to deaths of hundreds claimed cheated, neglected, and extorted by the federal government? If the federal government and the multinational oil companies can fulfill, implement MOUs signed with the host communities, the issue of pipeline vandalization will reduce. We've heard that narrative. We really have. It cannot be... maybe it is. But that's the reality. I mean, it's a very difficult problem to solve. On paper, some of you have proffered solutions that, you know, you would seem, you know, straightforward, would seem, you know, as clear as daylight. But unfortunately, you know, the obtuse and sometimes, you know, fog-like nature of, you know, policies and whatnot and implementation, you know, keeps leading us around this, you know, circle, this dance that we have. Imagine someone waking up and before the end of the day did not return home but was burned for a resource that ought to provide a better quality of life. That's the biggest question we need to ask ourselves as a nation. My name is Jude. Thank you for listening. Good morning.